Sports Life Talk.
Hey, yeah.
Cause this is Sports Life Talk.
Hey, hey.
You rockin' with Sports Life Talk.
Sports Life Talk.
Hot topics, yeah, with Sports, yeah, Life Talk.
Come
so come and get you some Sports Life Talk. They let us in the game, now we callin' the shots. Hey. Things will never be the same, so forget, yeah, what you thought. Cause, yeah, life without sports ain't nothing, hey, but talk. Here we go now, finally a show that makes your heart pound profound. Wonder what's running up through your thoughts now. About to drown our podcast, that be watered down. Tell them clowns it's a new era, and it's starting now. Five total strangers, the five power rangers, approaching Sports Life Talk from five different angles. Get ready for the change up. We done turned the flame up. The topics that we bring up, we about to blow this thing up. Yeah, let's get it cracking. KT the head coach of Miss Manhattan. Gemini Jones holds the throne, she be calling them out. Mr. United Surgeon B. Jones, the mouth of the South. From the clever athlete to the yeet of the week, we got what you need. We dropping what's hot in the streets, from copping new sneaks to locals popping, doing big things. When gossip and tea, let Kimberly pour you a dream. Sports Life Talk, who is them? Went from not listening and now you're tuning in. If you're feeling what you're hearing, tell a friend, tell a friend. Thank you for listening, let the show begin. Sports Life Talk, who is them? Went from not listening and now you're tuning in. If you're feeling what you're hearing, tell a friend, tell a friend. Thank you for listening, now let the show begin.
Let's go,
let's go.
Let's go, let's go. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday night, so y'all know what time it is. It is Sports Life Talk live with the crew. And we got a monster show planned out for y'all tonight. It is episode 214 as we are on the 6th. That's right. I'm still Jenny from the block. We are representing Jennifer Lopez in tonight's episode. So y'all get ready for a little we got a little Senorita Flair tonight as we gonna take it all the way back to 90s J-Lo into what she is currently doing in the game. And we want to first and foremost thank everybody for watching with us tonight. So if you are on Twitter, if you are on IG, make sure y'all come on board, make y'all way down to YouTube so we can get the comment section absolutely cracking. Y'all, we got some people out there already rocking with us that's in the comments. I don't know, but if you are, just say hey to us. Let us know you're out there so we can speak to you and let y'all know what's going on. So y'all know what that means. It's time for introductions. After you smash the like button, smash the like button first and share this episode. then let us know who you are in the comments. We'll start it out with our very own J-Lo. You know what I'm talking about? She want to go to New York. She want to live in New York. She ain't from the boogie down Bronx, but she still got that Latin flavor, that cayenne pepper on the show. Say hello and welcome the wonderful, the talented, the beautiful Miss Kimberly, Miss Manhattan. I be wanting to say your full name. I'm so sorry. Miss Manhattan, how you doing today?
I'm good. Happy to be here. It's been a crazy, last few weeks. But like some people told me earlier this week, you just got to embrace everything that's happening and then just hope for the good that's going to come out in the end. So,
okay, well, we got to send some good juju. Send some, everybody get wiggle your fingers. Let's send some good vibrations to Miss Manhattan and make sure she is having a good one. So we'll ask you before I introduce the other side of the knuckleheads. What is your opinion of J-Lo? Like, I'm assuming growing up as a Hispanic, I mean, did she have a big part of your growing up, a big part of your childhood? Did y'all like look up to J-Lo a lot?
Okay, so with me, she was liked before, like when she was on In Living Color. And then, of course, I grew to love her because she played the Selena role. And I thought I was Selena growing up. So I did like her. And then I liked how she kind of, you know, went down the R&B hip hop route. And she used to do the little duets with Ja Rule. So I liked her then. It's crazy because I wasn't really into New York until like 2017. So now it's like cool to look back and see the things that she's done and then how she ties New York into it. And then another crazy thing, me and her have the same birthday. So
no, are you serious?
Yeah, same birthday. We're exactly 20 years apart, but our birthday is on the same day.
Well, I mean, she'll celebrate for a month though. She probably just celebrate for like a weekend. You celebrate for like 2 months.
That's crazy. You have the same birthday with J-Lo. Wow. Who would have thought we would have got that one in tonight?
Yeah.
My goodness.
fun fact about me and J-Lo. So yeah, I love J-Lo. She does no wrong. She always looks good. And yeah, we share the same birthday. So there we go.
I'm sure everybody loves J-Lo though. J-Lo popular. I don't even know how we got to J-Lo, but hey, we celebrate J-Lo tonight. We got a lot of J-Lo in store for y'all, but I can't go further without recommending showing some love to my brother from another mother, the head coach KT, the Quiet Storm. Shh, all facts, no cap. What's good, fam? How you doing today, KT?
I'm doing great, man. J-Lo is in my top five, man. This Halle Berry one.
Yes! Of all time?
Do you see how bad J-Lo is?
Yes. Hey, since she was in Living Color, hey, J-Lo, the reason why I want to dance right now.
Now, she want me to do, I want to do something else. It ain't dancing, but J-Lo is the truth.
Come on.
I'm doing great, brothers and sisters, man. Let's go. Let's turn up.
Jimmy's
not here. I'm not held back because of Gemini B. Jones.
Yeah, I ain't even talking about Gemini no more, man.
Unleash me, B. Jones. Let's go. I'm ready.
Well, y'all know what the last introduction is. You know what I'm saying? I need y'all to put your L's up. Yeah, let's go. The mouth of the South.
Need two. We just needed one. You did two. You're doing too much.
In the building. I am super excited about being here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm going to tell you straight up. When I was a little kid, I was watching In Living Color, and I used to always tell people, I like, she cold. Didn't even know who J-Lo was. But we used to be like, hey, J-Lo is bad. And I guess it took two episodes before everybody knew about J-Lo blowing up. So we're going to show us some love tonight. So y'all buckle up. Get ready. We got a lot of cool topics in store for y'all. A lot of heavy J-Lo. But we're going to sprinkle some sports in there, some local stuff as well. And so I'm super excited. So with that being said, without further ado, episode 214 on the 6th. Tell us about J-Lo.
Jennifer Lopez, known as J-Lo, is a highly influential singer, actress, and dancer with a career spanning 5 decades. Credited for propelling the Latin pop movement, she rose to fame as a dancer on In Living Color in 91, and later became the highest paid Latin actress with roles in films like Selena and Out of Sight. With over 80 million records sold, she's received accolades like the star on Hollywood Walk of Fame, the Billboard Icon Award, and the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award. Recognized by Time and Forbes, Lopez is celebrated as one of the most influential people and powerful women globally. Her impact extends to various ventures, including a lifestyle brand, beauty and fashion lines, fragrances, a production company, and a charitable foundation.
She mentioned Out of Sight. That made me think of that dress she had on. It was a white dress she had on in Out of Sight. Lord have mercy.
What was Out of Sight about, KT? I don't remember that movie.
No, it was her and George Clooney. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm trying to remember what the plot was, but Jennifer Lopez was in it, so that was my plot. That's all I needed.
You know, I'm going to do two questions tonight. The first question, I don't have an answer. I want y'all to tell me, for a Sports Life Talk teacher, how many movies is J-Lo been in? Because the more and more I did research on her, I mean, I think I probably went over 20-some movies, that 20, 25 movies that J-Lo has been in. So y'all give me that question. But the question that I really want to know, that I really want a J-Lo fan to come on here, for a Sports Life Talk t-shirt, after J-Lo's career with In Living Color, she actually was given a lot of opportunities. She even had the opportunity to dance with MC Hammer, but she turned down a worldwide tour to be a backup dancer for what artist? Tell me the name of what artist did Jennifer Lopez had the opportunity of a lifetime to go on tour and backup dance, and she turned it down to get her acting career started. Be the first one. And I'm going to show you some love. That's a hard question. That is a difficult question. You have to know your J-Lo knowledge in order to be up on game with that one. All right, y'all. KT, you got it queued up. You ready? It is time for the Playmakers. All right, so the Playmakers, this is the part of the show where we are going to basically give out our awards, the SLT awards. We're going to acknowledge amazing athletes, and also, we, you know, me and KT, y'all, we got a little series that's doing a little something called You Got Next. Y'all already heard, if you ain't heard about it, you need to tap in with us and go search You Got Next and see some of the content we're putting out. But part of that show, KT and I, we working super hard, and we want to make sure we tell everybody what's cracking with me and KT and what we got going on. So Kevin, who are we celebrating this week as part of our You Got Next?
Well, this week, B. Jones, on Monday, we aired Ann O'Neill. She's a TV sports analyst, mind and mediation coach. She is dope, y'all. Her energy is amazing. Be on the lookout, because I can feel a collaboration coming on in the future with that.
Do you? Do you really?
I don't know. Just some little birdie told me that. I don't know. All right, and today, we dropped Jen Malcolm. She's a first-time head coach at Cal Berkeley. She's been assistant coach at Iowa State, UCLA. She even played for Iowa State. She's a dog. She's spicy. She has that. She is her. And lastly, I want to say either Thursday or Friday, we're going to drop Bill Embody. That's B. Jones's boy. So tell us a little bit about him, B.
Yeah, if you're big into LSU football, then that name is very familiar to you. But you know, all of these ranking sites and with On3 and 247, they have writers and content creators that are creating the interviews, creating articles, and they are interviewing a lot of these amazing athletes in football, basketball, baseball. And Billy actually is one of the most prominent and premier writers in the country, as he is supporting not only the LSU site, but he also is celebrating and representing the SMU site. So two amazing programs. SMU is going to the ACC, so I know he's going to be up to his eyeballs in work. But what's fun about that episode is we get to talk about like his covering of the 2019 LSU team. We talk about like his favorite athletes that he saw coming out of high school. You got to tune in to that episode. It is a really cool way to get introduced to some of these press writers, sports writers.
And also on Sunday, we will more than likely be at Athletes Unlimited. You know, that's the tournament for females, for women, is here in Dallas. So I think we may get some media credentials, and we're going to be there on Sunday. And B. Jones,
what up?
I just talked to Coach Jen Malcolm.
Okay.
Maybe like 30 minutes ago, and there's going to be a volleyball tournament, I think on the 18th, 19th, and 20th here in Dallas.
We got to go.
So I'm thinking we're going to our first volleyball AAU tournament.
I cannot wait. I hope the Paige and Carly Smith going to be there. I hope Smith is there.
That's Fitzgerald.
Yeah, and Fitzgerald. So them young ladies can really play some volleyball. But Kevin, it's funny you talk about the Athletes Unlimited. We told y'all last week that we were going to dedicate a portion of our show to show love to Athletes Unlimited. First off, it's one of the dopest, companies or leagues out there created. They got lacrosse, volleyball, softball, and basketball. But so hopefully going forward, we are going to do our best to try to cover all of Athletes Unlimited sports. But they just recently kicked off right here in the DFW area this last past weekend. And the first week's results are in, Kevin. So on the leaderboard, somebody give me a drum roll. Number one in week one of Athletes Unlimited is Alicia Gray, KT. Alicia Gray came out of the first weekend. She played in three games and accumulated 2,011 points. And anybody who knows Athletes Unlimited, the top four players get to go on and have their own teams that will be able to compete next year. They redraft the teams every weekend, so it's a really cool league. It never gets monotonous, never gets mundane. So y'all got to go check out that league. And then shout out to the other three number ones in Natasha Cloud, Tiffany Mitchell, and Odyssey Sims, which everybody in the DFW need to know Odyssey Sims by now. She is literally a staple in the community. Now, for my local athlete that I want to show some love to, I told y'all last week that the state finals was happening. All of the high school kids was going down playing in the San Antonio area for the state championship. And we send a lot of love to a lot of young ladies to head their way. But I want to acknowledge two special young ladies this week that went down there to San Antonio and acted dogs. And number one is actually the number one player in the class of 26 right here in the DFW area. Her name is JC Albee. She played with Team USA 16U, and now she is on IFN as far as the AAU team. But that young lady got like 19 rebounds in the semifinals game with 18 points, and then came into the championship game against one of my favorite teams in Mansfield Timberview, who I thought was going to win it all. I mean, if you had called me up last week and said who's going to win the 5A state championship, I would have put my year's salary on Mansfield Timberview. And JC Albee, from what I'm hearing, was unstoppable. She went straight God mode and gave it all to him and left it on the
court. Dropped 30, B.
Dropped 30. With like 12 rebounds in the championship game, 6 assists. Her numbers was just doggish. And, of course, she went on to win state MVP. And on the other side, you know, we talked about JC being like ranked number one, right? Well, it's this young lady who is about my height. She's about 5'10", one of the most underrated. She's super strong. Her name is Mariah Clayton at Duncanville. And don't get me wrong, Duncanville's got some dogs. I'm talking about roo, roo, roo. They got some dogs at Duncanville with Kaylin Kemp and Chloe Mann. Those young ladies are, the sky's the limit. But Mariah Clayton, to be a super senior who doesn't get nearly the type of accolades and attention she needs, this young lady went out there in the semifinal game. She clowned KT with like 19 points, then went into the championship game, scored another 18 to 19 points, and was the state championship MVP. So shout out to those two players. Love both of them. Mariah's already been on the show, so if you want to go see and learn a little bit more about her, just go to our YouTube page and search Mariah Clayton. You can see an interview with her before the season when she told us they was going to go win the championship. And then, of course, we've been blessed enough. Shout out to JC, because we will be recording her show here soon. So y'all tap in. Make sure you are following us on YouTube, because that show will be coming out real soon, and I promise y'all, you will not be disappointed. All right, Kim, do we have a business that we are shouting out this week?
Yes, I'm going to shout out a business this week. So it is March and it is Women's Month. So we'll be showing love to all the ladies this month. So for local business, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago because I went with Pam. We met her friend, but it's a spot in Bishop Arts District called Lady Love. And I love this place because it gives it's like a mix of like 70s, 80s, and 90s vibes. They have records on the wall. They have like a disco ball. The lights are super, super dim. It's kind of smoky. It's like a smoky vibe. And it's like old furniture from that era. So this Friday, they're going to have a 2000s party, and DJ Fab Rock and Anaya Henry will be DJing. So got to show the lady DJs love. So that's going to be my local business for the week.
And not that J-Lo ain't enough to be the Woman Crush Wednesday. We could have celebrated a little bit more. But do we have any other women? Are we acknowledging any? Or are we just going to let the celebration be all about the lovely J-Lo?
Yeah, we'll get J-Lo.
And the one that we talked about last week, we'll save her till next week.
Okay. Well, with that being said, I do have some fun facts. I don't know which one of these team members went above and beyond. One of y'all deserve a chef's kiss. But they gave us a J-Lo fact. And fact number one, in 2001, Lopez made history by simultaneously topping the charts with the number one album, J-Lo, and the film Wedding Planner. Wow, that's actually – I wonder if anybody else has done that, had a number one hit record and a number one movie at the same time. That's actually a pretty crazy fact. All right, KT, let's get this party started. Let's kick it off. And if you are out there watching this show, thank you so much for checking in with the boys and the young ladies at Sports Life Talk. Make sure you are on our YouTube page at Sports Life Talk. Come slide in the comments just so we can say hey to you, so we can speak to you. But we want to send the love, and we want to say thank you to everybody who's out there watching us right now on all of our different multimedia platforms. We try to get this show up and out to as many places as we can. So shout out to all of you guys. And our kickoff question, we're going to keep the J-Lo train running, except J-Lo set the trend, right? She is a triple threat celebrity. And for those of you wondering what triple threat means, that means we're talking about somebody who is a singer, a dancer, an actor. I'm talking about model. They do more than just one thing. So we want to start this thing off. Our kickoff question this way is, who is your favorite triple threat celebrity? And you know what? Since it's only three of us today, and we got the people out there rocking with us, we can go around a couple of times. Y'all want to go around a couple of times with this one? All right, KT, well, we'll start with you, man. Who is your favorite triple threat celebrity?
This man is a singer.
Uh-huh.
He's an actor.
Don't you do it, because that's mine.
And a comedian.
Golly.
Mr. Jamie.
Oh, that was mine. I should have went first. I hate you, bro. All right, come on. Why Jamie Foxx, man? What's up? Why Jamie Foxx, bro?
Man, that dude is funny.
Yes.
He has an amazing voice. And he's one of the best actors of our time. He has the hardware to back that up. And he's from the area. He's from Terrell. So shout out to Jamie Foxx.
All right. Well, we'll go to you, Miss Manhattan. Who you got? Who you got on deck? Who is your favorite triple threat celebrity?
So I was actually going to pick Jamie Foxx too, but
ain't no way. We all of you pick.
I'm going to go with J-Lo. And not because she's the cover athlete this week, but I think about all her summer jams that she had, you know, like I was telling y'all earlier with Ja Rule, like all those songs jammed every summer. For my summers growing up, a few movies like Made in Manhattan, The Wedding Planner, Enough, of course, Selena, all those are movies that I can watch over and over and over again. Never, I didn't even think about Chris Brown. He's also a good choice.
Chris Brown Cole.
Yeah. But, and then of course, like her dancing from way back then to even now, current day, at her age, she's still able to, you know, bust a move. So I got to go with J-Lo.
All right. So I'm going to get bombed out of here. Y'all go make fun of me, the people that's watching this. But KT and I, we've been rocking with this You Got Next thing for a couple of years. And when you start talking to all these 18-year-old young lady and 20-year-old young lady, you hear this one common theme of an amazing triple threat, and that is Zendaya. I like me some Zendaya. I think Zendaya can sing, she can dance, and she dope with the acting. Euphoria, like I was watching Euphoria and I forgot it was Zendaya. I literally forgot it was Zendaya. She just became that character, and so what is it, Rue? So you know what, I'm gonna go with my first one. I'm pocketing my second one. I'm hoping nobody steal my second one, but my first one I'm gonna go with is Zendaya. All right, KT, on to you. Who you got number two?
Now, I had Zendaya on my list.
Yeah, Zendaya was on mine too. No, I was just gonna say, because you brought up Zendaya, I feel like we have to say why we were going to pick her.
All right, so what was why was Zendaya on your list?
For that movie, Greatest Showman. Have you seen that movie? With her?
Yes.
Okay, and then she had a few jams when Jada was growing up, and I remember Jada used to always have me play them. So...
Speaking of the Greatest Showman, I'm gonna go with Mr. Wolverine himself, Mr. Hugh Jackman. He can sing, he's like the Tony type singing. That's what he does, but he plays Wolverine. Nobody better top him than Wolverine. He's like the Michael Keaton of Wolverine, so whoever comes after him, they won't be able to touch him. So Hugh Jackman.
This is the greatest show. It's just like Hugh Jackman be talking. He was also in Les Miserables. He killed him in Les Miserables too, man. I don't know if y'all. All right, I'm gonna switch up because Justin Timberlake was gonna be
my. He was on my list too. Thank you, Katie. Damn it.
Hey, Katie. Damn it. Don't post no more, Katie. Damn it. Because you are literally running. You ran through Chris Brown off the list, and now Justin Timberlake off the list. All right, Miss Manhattan, do you have a second one or do you want me to go? Because mine, the one I got for my second one is a special one to me as well.
I'm going to go with the second. Since I had three. I was like, I'm going to come up with three just in case. And y'all took
We always have backups. And then somebody like.
Okay, so I'm going to go with Usher because he can dance, obviously. And then
what's his third one? What's his third one?
Movies. He was in She's All That. And I literally just got done watching that movie.
Yeah. He's been in a couple of things, B.
Y'all picked out the most obscure movie to make Usher.
He ain't been in that many movies, so we had to pick the ones that we knew, B. I mean, come on.
All right, y'all gonna like my third one. I mean, y'all gonna like my second one, except my second one is more than a triple threat. I think this dude is probably like a quadruple threat. Oh, what is six? He's like a six or seven, and that is Childish Gambino, aka Donald Glover. He not only is he a comedian, he is a rapper. I mean, the dude doing it all. He is a writer. He is a, I mean, he doing modeling. Like Gambino is directing, he doing it all. It don't get no doper than Donald Glover. And if you're watching this, buckle up because we got some more Donald Glover conversation coming your way here in just one more game. But KT, any honorable mentions? Anybody else you want to show?
I know KT, damn it, better stop it. I was gonna say Mike. I can't say Mike now because he put that in the comments.
What about his sister? I was thinking Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson.
But I'm gonna go somebody that. I mean, she's very talented, and I don't think people realize how talented this young lady is. Lady Gaga.
She can sing, she can dance, and she can act.
And that's another one in there?
Yeah.
For all the younger people, like Katie Dammit, y'all probably about the same age. A lot of people like Zac Efron.
Yeah, Greatest Showman. He was in Greatest Showman too. Yeah,
he can act as well. See, I had a bunch of them ready. I had Zendaya, Justin Timberlake, Mike.
Well, you missed one of the biggest ones. What about Beyonce? Beyonce is a triple threat.
Yeah. Did y'all say Janet Jackson?
Yeah, we just doing honorable mentions. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Beyonce, and then I had one more. And now it is, Ice Cube. Ice Cube is a director, and he's an actor, and he's a rapper. Yeah, I mean, yeah. 50 Cent could go in that category too. I don't know if 50 Cent got a third one. I guess he do a business owner.
He's an executive producer and stuff like that too, though. He has a lot of shows.
Yeah, he a rapper, actor, executive producer. So shout out to him.
He has that Branson.
Who do? Yeah. 50?
50 Cent.
Yeah.
So what about Drake? Nobody said Drake. What about Drake? Drake is a triple threat. He acted Aubrey. He was in whatever that TV show was for 15-year-old.
He don't be dancing though.
Everybody do the Drake dance now. Yeah, man. Drake can dance. All right, man. Let's get this thing going. It is time for the Manhattan Project.
Do I have a fun fact in this one?
I don't think you do.
So, wrong answers only for the mad question asking. Wrong answers only. The real reason why J-Lo and Diddy broke up.
Ooh. Well, I mean, for the youngsters who are watching this may not remember, but I remember it was a very, very viral moment where it was a gun involved, right? And J-Lo lied and said she had to go. Oh, something about the gun and lying. I mean, anytime
this is what happened to Shine, remember? That had to do with Shine.
Shine went to jail, didn't it? Shine had to do time because of that situation.
Yes.
Yeah, but wrong answers only.
So yeah, it's supposed to be wrong answers only, B. So
I ain't never played that game. Somebody teach me the rules to wrong answers only. I was saying they lied to the law.
No.
See, J-Lo watching this right now. It just turned it off because you brought up Diddy.
No, sorry, J-Lo. I don't know, Katie, who want to touch this on Diddy.
That's why I said it was wrong answer.
So you give me your first wrong answer. Somebody give me the first wrong answer so I can figure out how to play this game. So am I just making up something? Well, yes. No, that's probably the truth. That's probably the truth.
I don't know. He was wearing her clothes or something. I don't know. I don't want to talk about Diddy.
Hey, he wouldn't give her publishing rights.
Okay.
You know,
Diddy.
He wouldn't have.
Hey, Diddy told her she had to walk to the to Junior's to get a cheesecake. That was why.
There you go. All right. So for my first topic in the Manhattan Project. So the topic is more ego than talent. USC's Caleb Williams, he said, right, I think the, what do you call it? The combine? Is that how y'all say it? Combine? Yeah. Not 32 teams can draft me. There's only one of me. on his decision to not do medical testing at the NFL Combine. So my question to y'all is it more ego than talent, or what is your take on this topic?
Well, B. Jones, I don't think his ego is confidence. He already knows that he's going to be the number one pick in this NFL draft. And you look at the top quarterbacks, you got what you got, Drake May?
Yeah.
You got your boy from LSU.
Oh, Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels is cold. He should be the number two pick, honestly. And I hate saying that for an LSU guy, but he's the truth. But when you think of Caleb Williams, B. Jones, he's kind of a combination of all those quarterbacks in the draft. He can run. He can throw. The dude is the truth, B. Jones. Like I said, he's number one. Jaden Jones is number two. And Drake May.
Jaden Daniels. I'm going to say this. I could go back strategically in history. And I can remember a lot of quarterbacks that came through this part of the year, and the media told us they was the best thing since sliced bread. And it seems like they forced these teams, these general managers, to draft these individuals because the name, the likeness, and the imagery is just so big that the fan base is going to look at you like, why didn't you draft this person? Especially if, lo and behold, they actually end up being successful. But I also can remember a lot of these quarterbacks, Sam Darnold, Mitchell Trubisky. I could go through a laundry list of quarterbacks who were drafted early who, to be quite frankly, were overrated. My thing, I got a problem with Caleb Williams. He's super talented. For the life of me, for the last 3 years, I've been saying to myself, I wish Caleb Williams would go to the New Orleans Saints until this season. We talked about it on this show. The dude is crying, and he crying to his mama on the sideline, and I get it. That's emotions and that's passion. He wearing curse words on his nails, which is now become a big issue. I know he's got the talent, KT, but is this kid a leader? Is he a true? Is he the face of a franchise? Who, if you are drafting a number one, that means your team ain't good. Not too many teams that made the playoffs are drafting number one. The Bears got the number one pick and the number two pick. That's how sorry they are. They trading with sorry teams. So I'm just saying, I don't know if you would spend that much money and that much time and energy on Caleb Williams. And then back me up. There is a scout. An unemployed scout, so he might not be a good scout, but exactly. There was a scout that came out and said that Caleb Williams really would have been a fourth rounder if it was he would be giving him a grade of a fourth rounder.
That's why that dude does not have a job right now. There's no way. You got to admit, B. Jones, he is not a fourth rounder.
No, his talent is unreal. Caleb Williams' talent is unreal.
But that's somebody that's trying to get a job.
Yeah, he's probably trying to get clicks. He's probably trying to get media clicks. But I see a flop too, KT, damn it. But my question to you, KT, is do you have a problem with the way he left Oklahoma and went to USC? And then at USC, he really didn't accomplish nothing. He lost 3 and 4 games a year at USC.
But he got a Heisman there, so he accomplished something.
Yeah, I guess so. Jaden Daniels got a Heisman too. So I draft Jaden Daniels with the number one pick. In LSU,
I would take Jaden Daniels too. I'm just saying for the Chicago
Bears. You take him with the first pick?
Oh, yeah, I would take him with the first pick. That dude is nice.
Bro, what about – I like Michael Penix. Now, I am concerned about – Michael Penix disintegrated in the championship game. I don't know what happened.
Well, they got on. They were tearing them up.
My goodness. Michigan
was wearing them out, B. Jones. He ain't seen the defense like that all year.
I was really disappointed in Michael. Man, he has seen defenses like that all year, man. Michael Penix tore the league.
In the Pac-12? No, he hasn't. Stop. They don't play defense there.
You know what? I'm so sorry for hijacking your segment. We're going to have to talk about this.
They don't play defense. When you put up 45 points every other week, come on, B.
Kevin, do you realize how many All-American quarterbacks have come from the Pac-12, sir? The Aaron Rodgers, the Jared Goff.
They're really good, but the defense they play are not good, B. Jones.
Defense in football don't exist anymore hardly anyway, man. It ain't too many teams.
We play some defense in the SEC.
That's all Florida playing this defense. All right, man. To answer your question, Kimberly, it's ego. And to be honest, with the fact that he came out and said that shows me the credibility of Caleb Williams. I thank you so much for bringing it up so I can go on a rant. But, nah, I ain't drafting Caleb Williams first.
Confidence for me.
Okay. I like that both of y'all went different routes. So before I go on to the next topic, Katie Dammit asked earlier in the chat, if B. Jones, would you be mad if the Saints get Russell Wilson and draft Neighbors?
First off, drafting Neighbors all the way. As a matter of fact, I would draft Neighbors or a Brian Thomas Jr. I actually think Brian Thomas Jr. is going to have a better career than Neighbors. If anybody watched the combine, Brian Neighbors, he pulled off a top 10 all-time wide receiver combine. Not top 10 in this class. Top 10 all-time wide receiver combine is what the kid put up. So I like what LSU produces at athlete positions anyway. So the Russell Wilson thing, so that's a sticky conversation. And I'm not going to go too long about it because we got so much other stuff to unpack. But I'm going to say this. I hate Derek Carr. And if anybody represents Derek Carr and his people watching this, I'm sorry. Come see me. Holler at me. You know where to find me. 318. Look at me. Good road. Let's go. But no, I don't like Derek Carr at all. And I want Derek Carr gone. If we can get Russell Wilson on a discount and we draft us a Michael Penix, say, in the second round, or even like we say, let's say we get a Michael Penix in the third round, like lo and behold, he fall and draft, you know, we get him somewhere in the draft. Let that quarterback sit for a year, learn under Russell Wilson. Because even though Russ ain't been playing great football over the last 2 years, I don't put all of that on Russ. As a matter of fact, I was looking at some of what Russ did. He didn't start the last two games, but it was a part of the season where Russ won six games in a row. During that six games, he defeated the Buffalo Bills. He defeated the Cleveland Browns. He defeated the Chiefs. And he had a pretty solid year. Now, you got to remember, he lost the first three games. Then he won a bunch of games. Then he kind of, at the very end, he lost, like, I think, 3 out of 5 or something like that. So he finished with a record of 7-7 as starting quarterback this season under a Sean Payton. So I like what I'm not giving up on Russell Wilson just yet. I'm not paying Russell Wilson no $50 million a year.
The Broncos got to do that. So you good.
And how, Kevin, how idiotic was that to cut a player that you owe $85 million to?
So like, you got to take like a $59 million hit.
It was an $85 million hit on the cap. Like, what were you thinking? Cutting a quarterback that you owe that much money, somebody who know the business of contracts more than me going to have to speak on that. But
Sean Payton is an idiot, and Walmart, the owner got money.
He got to. I don't know what's going on with Sean Payton, but yeah,
I won't be there long, B. Jones. Sean Payton
ain't gonna last for a year. But I would also go to Russ Wilson and I would say, hey, this is the deal. We got a rookie quarterback that we want you to train. Are you okay with being this guy's mentor? If you are, you got about 10 weeks to show the rest of the NFL what you're capable of doing, because we want you to get this person ready to go. And about week 10, 11, we're going to start this dude over here. Are you okay with that? Then let's go. But since we are talking about my beloved Saints, somebody please, please trade us Justin Fields. I want Justin Fields. I want to trade for that Justin Fields and give them second.
Atlanta got to get him. That young core with him.
Atlanta. I heard Sierra telling Russ he need to go to Atlanta. I heard Kirk Cousins is looking at Atlanta. Atlanta's now getting a lot of love right now.
Atlanta's not going to get Russell Wilson. They'll get Kirk Cousins or Fields.
I don't know, man. I don't know. We'll see.
Sierra's from Atlanta. That'll be interesting to see from like an entertainment
standpoint. That's what I'm thinking, Miss Manhattan. Like, Justin Fields from Atlanta. Like, why wouldn't Atlanta want Justin Fields? But
talking about Sierra's from Atlanta. So Russell Wilson.
Sierra from Atlanta too. The rumors was that he was going to go to Atlanta last year. I mean, excuse me, the year before he chose the Broncos. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
All right. So our next topic, I'm so excited to talk about this. So last week we agreed that we were going to watch Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Prime with Glover, and I don't know the female actress name, but she is. She is. So we're only going to talk about episodes 1 through 4. So have y'all seen the original Mr. and Mrs. Smith movie?
I love Absolutely. It. With Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie?
Yeah. When they got together and they were messing around during that movie. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So this, whenever y'all first started watching it, it's completely different from that movie, right?
Am I right? Well, similar. So in the 2005 movie or the 2005 version, Brad and Angelina didn't know that each one was a spy.
Yeah.
So they married somebody who they didn't realize. In this show, the premise is that they came together knowing that they both were working for a contractor or some type of spy agency. But even throughout the show, it's a joke. They're like, who do we really work for? We don't know. So, but that's the only difference in this. So they knew what they were getting into, whereas Brad and Angelina found out after they were contracted to kill each other. You know, you see what I'm saying? So two different storylines.
Okay. Yeah. So the missions, like what is y'all's take so far on episodes 1 through 4? Are y'all liking it? Okay.
I love the show. And as soon as I watched it, I got my wife watching it now. I hit y'all up. I was like, hey, it's something we got to watch. But the original Mrs. Smith was supposed to be white, but she ended up dropping out of it and they picked her up, which I'm glad they did because they really do have chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I love this show. Like I said, I just finished episode 5.
Okay.
So I got a couple more to go, but I'm looking forward to finishing this.
Wait a minute. Who was supposed to be in the show at first, KT?
I forgot the actress's name, but she was white. Mrs. Smith was supposed to be white.
Really?
She dropped out and did something else, and this young lady stepped up.
Well, I like the character. I like how they even put the, I guess she's kind of an Asian-American type of character. So I like the way they put them together.
Mixed. I think she's mixed with white and Asian.
Show, she identifies, and you'll see it later on in the show, she identifies with being Japanese. I think it is, and she wants to be called Japanese. But I finished it all, and in episodes 1 through 4, I mean, it quickly grabs you. I mean, even episode 1, it's definitely a slow burn, so you don't really know where you're going on this thing. You like, they go and they talking to this computer, and then all of a sudden it kind of felt like it was a commercial for Match.com. You know what I'm talking about? It was like they were trying to put these two people together and see if they could coexist. But the on stage chemistry felt real, and it kind of gave me an opportunity. I looked around this $1 million mansion they was living in New York, and I was like, that's a fresh house. Everything about it was just electric, and they're going on these elaborate vacations and stuff like that. So you can see how the whole scenario would set somebody up to be in a romantic environment. The only thing that I didn't like about it is, y'all know, I know Donald Glover as Community. I know Donald Glover as an MC. I just spoke about my affection and how Donald Glover is one of my top MCs of all time. But I didn't see Spy. None of this seemed Spy. Neither one of those made me believe and feel that they was authentically willing to kill somebody. That was the only thing about, like, Brad and Angelina. I knew they were they were ready to do them things. Like, they felt like true action stars.
Brad and Angelina Bree Jones, they were already seasoned.
Yeah,
these two, they're like new. So this.
Well, I mean, like I said, it was great. It was super entertaining. Episodes 1 through 4. I'm trying to make sure I don't spoil anything for anybody. So if you're watching this, we don't want to spoil it for you. But the first sign of trouble came in episode 4 to me, and that was when they went on a double date. It was all of a sudden. It was like you randomly meet this other couple, and to me, it never felt organic. Right? I'm just like, something ain't right about this other couple, and then they like set them up at the end, and so. So it was crazy. It was an amazing show though, and I hope everybody who's watching this right now can make sure you watch the whole series, because next week we're gonna finish it off and talk about the whole show as a whole with Gemini Bag. But it's a great show. That's all I'm gonna say right now. Get on it, man.
Before we go to our next segment, I do want to talk about the farting scene.
Oh, yeah.
I knew it was her.
Yeah. So when whenever she was like, she was in, they were in the bed lane. Cause you know, for the viewers that haven't seen it. So it starts off with them. She has like the main bedroom, and then he has to sleep somewhere else within the house because that's the agreement that they have. They're not, she doesn't want him sleeping with her in the bed. So a couple episodes in, you realize because she farts in her sleep. So she lets off a little toot, and they both jump out of the bed as if somebody's like in their house and they're looking for them. So my question to y'all is, are y'all comfortable enough to let one pass in front of your wives?
Oh, Lord, I didn't know we was going there tonight, but yeah.
I'll let one out in front of you. Ask B. Jones. I'll be like, hey,
full disclosure.
I will cut one loose. I ain't playing with you.
Hey, you can't run. Once you get married, you can't be running and hiding.
No, I'm like, what am I holding in for? I mess around and explode. No, I'm letting it go.
Sitting over there hurting and all tight.
Ask me, I like B, man. I tell B, hey, get in front of me, dude. Wow, we're losing. Just keep on moving.
Nah, man, we step away. We step away from each other.
But I let you know. I let you know that I'm about to do it, though.
Yeah. Okay, so did y'all's wife do it in front of y'all?
Now you're getting too personal. I ain't talking about my wife.
Yeah, I'm about to say, my wife won't do it in front of me. She moved on. Okay.
Has it ever been a time like in the show where they let one loose and they try to act like it wasn't them?
Nah, because in our household, if it happened, you better play dumb. You better learn how to hold your breath.
I ain't asking that question. My wife never poots.
Never. Ain't in her. He's stupid, man. He's stupid. So
that's all I got for the Manhattan Project.
Hey, so what show are we gonna watch after this one? Are we gonna take a vote? Because I got a recommendation for a show after this one. But the only problem with the show I got that we recommended after this is that it's like three seasons already out. But the three seasons are already complete, so I don't know how we would do that. It might take us too long to cover it on the show, but it is absolutely a phenomenal show.
We're looking to.
We have to think about it.
But make sure y'all watch. Make sure y'all watch this episode, the Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and that is on what? It's on Amazon Prime. Anybody want to catch up with it and watch it with us, and we're gonna bring it all home next week. All right, y'all. It is time for the drop.
Uh oh, man! I was running my mouth so much, B. Jones. I can't find my.
It is time! Yeah!
Okay. Okay. So, new music. So, Schoolboy Q dropped his new album called Blue Lips. Y'all, I am really digging this album. There's a song on there. I haven't finished it to its entirety, but there is a song called Blue Slides, and that one is my favorite so far. Jade Nova, she's an R&B singer. Y'all probably are kind of familiar with her. She kind of does Beyonce skits. She sounds exactly like her and she'll sing like her on Instagram. So she dropped an album. It's called Where Have I Been? And it's so cool because like R&B music, y'all remember back in the day when we had like skits and interludes and things like that. So this has skits and it's kind of like it's telling a story. And you feel it, like you can feel it. And she's a great singer. So if you're into R&B, check out that album. And last but not least, dude is going to be here tomorrow in Dallas. Eric Bellinger, he dropped The Rebirth, The Party in the Bedroom. This is a super dope album also, too. It's like an A and B side. So you have The Party and you have The Bedroom. And it brings back all those real true R&B vibes. So I like the album, of course. And yes, I will be at his concert tomorrow.
You better get us some footage so we can post it too.
Thank you, Katie. Damn it. Like really, Aaron Bellinger, good grief.
Yes, really. Like the only
is he jamming?
Yeah. Yes. If you like Tory Lanez.
I like Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez.
He's similar to him.
Eric Bellinger rap? He be spin bars or?
Well, the singing. He's more.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
Eric, yeah, he's dope, B.
Yeah, he's dope. You should check him out. I'll send you my playlist in hopes of you listening to it. So, KT, what you got for the Coach's Groove this week?
Well, in honor of my top five of J-Lo, we're going to stick with her song. She did a song with LL Cool J, All I Have. So the Coach's Groove this week is All I Have by J-Lo featuring LL Cool J.
Yeah, I haven't heard that song in forever. I got to listen to it when I get off.
All my love is all I have.
Yeah, I remember that track, KT.
Yeah, buddy.
I remember that track. All right, here we go. I got to actually, you know what? Let me pull them up here. The sneaker that we are going to show some love to is the white and gold. I don't know how it is not showing up right now, but I have to put them on the screen here in just one second as we continue to go on. But the white and gold are similar to a version of the off-whites. Y'all remember the off-whites on they are four, they're retro four. They're going to come out at $210. So my sincere apologies. Hold on. Let me download this here. Well, it might not let me download it because we are literally on air. But I'll make sure we post this up to our social media just in case the picture don't come up. Oh, here we go. Boom. All right, here we go. And this shoe is going to be coming out on 3/9. They are called the Drake. Now, this is a woman's shoe, but KT and I will be the first ones to tell you that even though it's a woman's shoe, you can still go out and get them in men's sizes. You just got to go up. I think it's a size and a half. So, for example, for me, I would wear a 13 and a half in the women's, and then that would be equivalent to a 12 in men's. Now, I have a pair that's kind of similar to this, except they have metallic purple instead of where the metallic gold is. But like I said, this shoe gives you the whole flavor of the off-whites. If you know anything about the off-whites, then you know that that's like a, you know, $1,000 tennis shoe. That's the Virgil used to drop those shoes. So the off-whites are super, super, super popular. I think at an introductory price of $210, shoes ain't moving off the shelf like they used to during COVID. So for to get in at a price point of $210 on some all-whites like that, I don't know. They super fly. So we'll start with you, Miss Manhattan. Since they're a woman's shoe, you the woman in the room. What are you thinking? Is this something you copping or you passing?
Nah, I'm passing. They're too white.
Man, don't even let her do the drop anymore, B. Jones. I'm sick of it.
Do you even like sneakers? Do you like sneakers?
I don't like sneakers, but I like colorful sneakers and like fun sneakers.
Give me an idea. Like the chunky dunks? Kevin, show her the chunky dunks. Let's see if she like those.
I got to get up and get them, B. Jones.
You have the stash right there next to you. No, I'm just messing with you, man. All right, Kevin, what you want next
week? I'll show them next week.
Well, wait, Kevin, which ones you rocking, man? Are you gas or you pass?
I'm getting them. That's why I'm going off on her. I will get those.
Yeah, that was fly to me, too.
Can y'all see it? Can y'all see them?
Look like kids.
You can't see them. You can't see them.
I like them. That's dope. Air Max One. So all right, them pretty fly. All right, y'all know what time it is. It is my favorite part of the show. Let me turn that down a little bit so we can have some fun. So since we are watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and we are also at the same time celebrating the wonderful, ever so talented Jennifer Lopez, let's imagine a world where we put out a show where she is the Mrs. Smith. But my question to you is, what action star are you coupling up for her to be her Mr. Smith in the movie? Kevin, who you got?
Well, I'm going to go Ben Affleck, but B. Jones, I totally read this one different. I thought you wanted us to come up with our own Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I came up with mine.
We already know it's Halle Berry. Who gonna be your Mrs. Smith, KT?
Janelle Monáe and Michael B. Jordan. Tell me that wouldn't be a dope show.
I thought you wanted us to do a couple.
Yeah.
We'll do that next week. I like that, KT. I just wanted you to tell me.
I'm going Ben Affleck.
She would be in Ben Affleck in real life.
Yeah, but that'd be dope for them to do a show. They also did Geely, whatever it was back
and
in the day.
I heard the reviews weren't that great.
It was not that bad. And if B. Jones, this was prime J-Lo. Prime J-Lo, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Prime J-Lo. All right, Ms. Manhattan, who would you put? Yeah, that was prime J-Lo. Who would you put with J-Lo as a Mr. Miss Smith?
Okay, so I got two people. I got two dudes, and I'm gonna say why. Okay, so I would pick Diddy because
has an action star.
Yes, because he has like this mysterious. He has this mysteriousness to him, and he acts like a G. So I would like to see him like in that form, but also like I liked when they were together back in the day, so I think I would like to see their relationship because I feel
KD,
like
they're not getting back together. KD, I don't care how many times you try to bring this man up, they're not getting back together.
I'm starting to get a feeling that she really wants J-Lo to be back with Diddy. KD, are you peeping that?
Wait, okay, so my second person, so one thing I didn't mention about the show, I like how Donald Glover has like these little funny parts. Like he's not trying to be funny, but it's funny and it literally makes you laugh out loud. So I think the perfect person for that would be Matthew McConaughey, because he had his funny moments in The Wedding Planner. They have really good on-screen chemistry. So I'm gonna choose him for my Mr. Smith.
It's funny. So I was thinking of mixed races. as well. But I love that Michael B. Jordan one. But I'm gonna go with Bradley Cooper, man. I don't know why. I like Bradley Cooper. I've never seen him in an action type capacity, so I think that'll be pretty dope to see Bradley Cooper play like an international spy or something like that. That's who I was going to put him with. But Ben Affleck, Kevin, that was the first reaction I had. Was I was like, Ben Affleck, you know, we got Batman kicking it with her. And then I quickly, I railed back on that one because of the fact that they were really together. So, Kevin, yeah. All right, so next week, make sure you bring your Mr. and Mrs. Smith together to this section, because that's what we're going to open it with. All right, Kevin, so well, you talked about in 2021, J-Lo held the charts with number one in both the movie and the music. So what is your favorite J-Lo song and what is your favorite J-Lo movie? We'll start with you, KT.
All I Have, that was a Culture's Groove, and Money Train.
Yep, Money Train. Yep. All right, what about you, Miss Manhattan?
You said favorite song and what else?
Your favorite song and your favorite movie.
Okay, favorite song is Get Right. I will play the ish out of that song.
Sing it.
The regular. I can't sing it. I'm not gonna sing.
You gotta do it now. You can't be shy with us. You better start singing.
Okay, that one, Get Right. Oh, the one with Fab too. There's a version with Fabulous on it. And then favorite movie, I'm gonna have to go with Enough. And then of course Selena. Mm-hmm. Like Selena's a given, but Enough.
Yeah, I got to go with Jenny on the Block as my favorite song. And what's it? Who sang the song? I think it's with Ja Rule. Oh, my love is on my
head. Yeah. No, that's L. Cool J.
Okay. Well, I don't want that one because you already picked that one. So I'm going with Jenny on the Block then. And I don't know. You know what I realized during this? I wasn't a real big J-Lo music fan. That's one thing that
I uncovered. With Ja Rule too, I'm real.
That's what I'm talking about, but I can't think of how it go. I think you brainwashed me.
I'm real.
Yeah, that's it. Baby, you walk the way that you talk. Yeah, that's the song. I love that joint though. And for movie, man, I found this one to be so tough because I don't know why. It seemed like all J-Lo movies from Monster-in-Law to Wedding Planner, they were all kind of sappy. But have any of y'all peeped this new version of J-Lo and this mother? When she was just hardcore assassin. That's what even gave me the idea for the Miss and Miss Smith, because she got that little action vibe. So I'm going with the mother. I really enjoyed that movie, and I don't know if people talked about it, but she was hard as concrete in that joint as well. All right, KT, Zion Williams is getting shredded right now because he made the comment, I will be in the slam dunk contest if I make the All-Star game. Now, one of my absolute number one favorite basketball player of all time is Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq ripped him a new one and said that he should have said when I made the All-Star game. My question to you is, are we picking now at this point? Are we really analyzing this kid's comments that much if he says an if versus a when? Or is Shaq right, and we need he should have been more confident in what he says?
If we get Zion in a dunk contest, B. Jones, that's a win for the dunk contest. So I don't care what he said. We need somebody of that caliber to be in the dunk contest.
So yeah, no, I don't care.
If I make it to the All-Star game, then yes, he'll do it. So there you go. Get him in the All-Star game.
Get him in All-Star game. And my issue is if he did say when I make All-Star game, you know what the media would have done? Zion, you missed 40 games. You know what I'm saying? You ain't played.
Yeah, like, you don't deserve to be in an All-Star game. It's a damn if you do, damn if you don't.
You damned if you rock in a hard place. You entitled. You don't deserve to be in an All-Star game. Earn the right to be in an All-Star game. So, yeah, I'm with you 100%. This weekend, Kevin, Miss Manhattan, one of y'all brought up the fact of the combine. And, Kevin, I was just sitting around, and all of a sudden my phone started blowing up. I started hearing word the kids was out here running lightning fast. As a matter of fact, this kid, Xavier Worthy, out of University of Texas, went out there and ran a 4.22 that was not about 10 minutes later converted down to a 4.21. I was absolutely blown away. But my question to you is there's a rumor, Bo Jackson, I wish I could have showed the video. Bo Jackson said he ran a 4.13 in college. Do you have any credence on these 40s, man? Does a 4.21 even matter to you? How much stake do you put into a 4.21?
I'm telling you, a 4-2-1, and he can run routes to B. Jones. That is a dangerous combination. He's not just fast. He can actually play receiver. But Bo Jackson, a 4-1, really, B?
Bo said some folks that was timing him told him that he had did a 3-9 or 4. That's a true.
So, why are we just not hearing about this then, B, if he did it before?
I don't know, man. But Bo
said Bo knows. Bo knows.
This is my thing about Bo's 4-1-3. Bo's 4-1-3 was 30 years ago, whoever's watching this right now. That was 30 years ago. With modern technology and medicine, Bo's 4-1-3 will probably be equivalent to a 3-9 right now, right in front of our very eyes, KT. Would you agree?
Yeah, but I call cap on that. But we just not hearing about your 4-1.
That is really absolutely fast. All right, Miss Manhattan, we're going to let the last one be on you. It is gone viral that Uncle Shay Shay, who started the year off with all this controversy and madness, he stepped foot out of his SUV that he was being chauffeured around last week to an event at Total Wine. Felt like it was kind of in here in Dallas. Did it not feel like it was in here in Texas to y'all? I don't know, maybe because we have so many Total Wines, but the world went crazy because he had on an orange bag, and they said it was given some. So my question to you, Miss Manhattan, what was Uncle Shay Shay given to you, and did you find this video laugh out loud type moment?
Okay, so I didn't see the video, but I did see plenty of stills, and it is giving what the world says that it's giving. And I don't want to sound like a hater. I don't want to knock the dude's talent, because I heard he was a very talented man.
Oh, he's a big super talent.
Yeah, he looks good. You look good. You look amazing, but I don't think he likes my type.
That's it. Kevin, we going to Chicago this year. We going to Louisville. Are you taking a man person?
You know the answer. That'd be.
What color?
You know the answer there. But Kevin, here's my thing, people.
Kevin, what color you want, man?
Don't give me anything, B. Jones. I'm good. But here's my thing with Shannon Sharp. People try to call him out, but look at the way that the NFL players dress all the time. And nobody talking about them.
Yeah, it didn't bother me. I'm having fun with it because it was some of the comedians and stuff. They like doing reproduction videos, like they like recreating the video, and it's, I mean, they are just laugh out loud hilarious, but it didn't bother me, man. Dudes, I mean, I see Fetty Wap and all these dudes wear purses and all this stuff. Like Lil Uzi Vert, I mean, he carry a purse. It is literally a purse. And so
I want y'all to remember this next time y'all got my man's name in your mouth.
Who?
Odell.
Odell.
What do we got to remember?
I'm going to need y'all to keep the same energy about my man.
We got to do that for the show and you. We can't just show him love like that. We got to have something to talk about.
But y'all make sure y'all bring y'all couple up y'all Mr. and Miss Me. I'm going to think long and hard about that this week, KT. I'm super excited about that one. But it is time for the Yeet of the Week, and I'm back to show y'all the video. So I want to tease this up. Last week I gave it to some fight. Now I was like, you know, I got some messages after the show from a couple of my family members. They was like, man, why are you like, you talk about the fight people? We don't know what happened. Like nobody can feel what I felt because I watched it in the moment. So I said, you know what? I was watching TV this past Saturday, and the absolute reason why I watched the fight game happen, and this is what transpired late Saturday night.
Yeah, camo AP, I'm a soldier. I got old money, I ain't spend it, this shit mode. Yeah, I have my way around this bitch, I'm having motion. Who the fuck you put up in this blunt, this nigga smoke. Blue diamond chain on me, this bitch match the ocean. 30 in my size, 30 jeans with no holster. Eyes on the prize, yep, I'm tryna stay focused. I'm living like a king, bitch, I'm not your local joker. All about my...
Now, everybody watching that probably don't understand what just happened because you don't hear the commentator in this video. I couldn't find a video with the commentator. But that was a championship fight where both kids had their first chance at fighting for a title. That kid who won the fight at the very end, his name is Ray Ford. He is 15-0. This is why this is a yeet-worthy video. He was losing that fight, ladies and gentlemen. If I was to show that video again and you was look at the clock, it was 25 seconds left to go in the fight. He was down 3 rounds. If that fight ends and he don't knock that kid out and get that fight stopped right then, he loses. his one and only chance at winning that belt, and he loses his chance to be undefeated boxer, taking his first L. He out of miraculously out of nowhere hit him. You saw him, the dude faded against the ropes. The referee didn't count that as a knockdown. He made him get back up, and the dude hit him again and finally finished him up against the ropes. When I tell you, the announcer, the crowd, everybody watching at home, it became the viral moment of the night. It was like this is the, it was like it couldn't have been in Creed. I mean, this moment was theatrical. It was the stuff that sports are made of, and it is exactly why I love the fight game. So if this name is one that y'all probably won't ever hear again, I hope I get to say it again many, many, many more times. But Ray Foy, for being up against a wall, for taking your one shot and closing that thing out in a miraculously finish, you are extraordinary. You are elite. You deserve a yeet. Hey, I had a good time tonight. Hey, J-Lo. Somebody tell J-Lo to call me. Ben Affleck, no disrespect. Man, we love y'all. Thank y'all for watching another fire episode of Wednesday Night Live. KT, it's the two-minute warning. We got to show love to everybody. Send our special shout-outs. We'll start with you, head coach.
I want to give a shout-out to everybody that's watching the show tonight. Tonight, we have an amazing audience. Y'all see the numbers we're doing tonight?
Yeah, we're doing some numbers tonight.
So thank you for watching us. And I want to give a shout out to my youngest son, KJ. He played basketball competitively in rec league for the first time. You know, he's just now starting to play basketball, but he didn't get a lot of minutes. But in the games he were in, I saw growth. In his last game, I thought he almost got a bucket. He went there, grabbed that rebound, and he threw it up. He barely missed it. So shout out to you, KJ, man. This is just the beginning.
All right, Ms. Manhattan, who you showing love to?
Just all the ladies doing their thing, you know, shout out to y'all for Women's Month. That'll be the starter for March.
Hey, well, you know, it's Women's Month. So next week, I don't know who we got on doc, but it's going to be a woman. So we'll be honoring another woman next week. And I want to honor a couple special women. First and foremost, I wanted to thank my bride. Yesterday was March the 5th, and we celebrated our 12th anniversary. So shout out to Lakimba Jones. I actually made a dessert. Y'all, I might have to send y'all the picture. I made a little dessert. You know what I'm saying? I flexed a little bit, did my thing. You know what I'm saying? She said I got a 10 out of 10. She said gold star for Marcus. All right. And then I want to send a special shout out to my grandma. I love you. She's been watching the show every week. She called me up after the show, and he's like, baby, you did good, but you got to enunciate that T-E-R when you say water, you know what I'm saying? I say water, you know what I'm saying? Grandma, you're on TV now, baby. You got to carry yourself a little bit different. I'm like, Grandma, we streaming. She's like, no, that's TV. All right, y'all. Well, thank y'all for watching another fire episode of Sports Life Talk. We love y'all, man. I can't wait to see y'all again next week. Shout out to everybody who's watching this show. Make sure next week you bring somebody with you. We're going to be back at it. Like mathematics with the lovely Gemini Jones. We'll be back next week. We're going to talk. I don't know. I don't know what we got on deck, but we're going to have some great, great conversation for you. And I don't know. We might even be in might start some March Madness up next week, ladies and gentlemen. We might have some tournaments and stuff like that to talk about. So buckle up, hold on, and we're going to have a good time. We'll see y'all next Wednesday night on Sports Life Talk Live. Yeet!
You already know what time it is, Sports Life Talk, and if you didn't know, you didn't set your reminder. You need to set your reminder, man. Sports Life Talk through your speakers and your headphones. Get to know the name and let your friends know. Ask who's got their game on lock, like a chain around a box, no bento. Legos in the end zone, building on a high from the scoreboard that we're adding to. Consistent with the content on a whole different magnitude. Working front to back like a lateral pass, and the attitude matches the aptitude. That's why we're glad to do Sports Life Talk. Counting down the clock till the next episode drops, yeah. Sports Life Talk, counting down the clock till the next episode drops, yeah.